Are you a man looking for an intensive program to help you overcome your sexually addictive behaviors? Gateway to Freedom is your answer. Gateway to Freedom is a three-day intensive workshop for men seeking to overcome sexually addictive behaviors. Whether married, single, or divorced, Gateway to Freedom will help men regain hope for a new life of purity and real contentment. The workshop is conducted by experts in the field of sexual addiction recovery. Your experts have over 35 years of combined experience. Read testimonials of workshop alumni at gatewaymen.com. Get all the info and register online at gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm the founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop. I want to personally invite you to be part of our next workshop coming up March 27th through the 29th in Pennsylvania. So call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit gatewaymen.com.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Doherty and Stephen Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Stephen is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Stephen on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're glad to have you with us. My name is Jonathan. I'm here with Stephen. Stephen, how you doing?
Blessed. Thank you, Jonathan.
Excellent. Well, you know, I want to let you know that we have these workshops for men that go on periodically throughout the year. Usually we do 10 to 12 of them a year in various parts of the country. And these are three-day workshops that help men who are struggling with pornography or other sexually addictive behavior to really get to the root issues and to be able to start to unpack what's at the root of these behaviors so that they can experience long-term transformation, not simply, you know, figuring out how to modify a few behaviors and kind of white-knuckle it. If you'd like to learn more about these workshops and when the next one is that's coming up and where you can get more information and register, just go to gatewaymen.com or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-49-PURITY. Well, Stephen, I'm going to hand it off to you. You've got some information that you want to share with our listeners that we're going to talk about, I guess, regarding kind of how a husband's maybe addiction or pornography problem can affect his wife.
You got it. I was talking not too long ago with a female that was just shattered, broken, tearful. She said, "I don't get this thing at all. He says he's going to stop, and he doesn't. I'm hurting. I'm lonely." And the point is, maybe we could help her express what it's like when a wife discovers her husband is using porn. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of guys sitting in a back room trying to express the heart of a woman who's saying, "I thought we were going to have a dream, dear. I thought we had a plan and we were going to grow a great marriage. But I think your porn use is hindering you and hindering me and hindering us. I don't know how our dream comes true when you invite this other stuff in."
And you know what's interesting, Stephen, before we move on, is I would almost say this is really a broadcast for husbands. Now, I expect that it will affirm some wives out there. I expect that it will help them. They'll resonate, I'm sure, with much of what we're saying. But guys, do not turn the station. Don't, you know, delete the podcast just because, you know, it's about a wife. Because really, if you want to get some instruction on maybe understanding a wife's heart, this may help you get a better feel for the depth at which this touches a wife and how this affects her in a powerful way, so that you might have a greater sense of empathy and compassion and patience for her as she struggles through what she needs to do to cope and to heal.
So she almost says, I think my husband's broken. Something's wrong. I try to love him, and he doesn't feel loved. He says he has to have this supplement in his life. He has to do this thing. And when I go sit in my chair in the dark and wonder, you know the thoughts that go through my mind? I feel dirty. Mm. I just feel dirty, like porn has been brought into our home, into his life. It spills into my life. It's just a dirty thing.
You know, and I hear the kind of the weight. You know, it feels, you know, I almost get this picture of just a mudslide just overtaking this woman's home.
A little cottage in the wood.
And it's just being consumed with all of this mud and filth and dirt. And it's like, and in some ways, I think that it almost as if it feels to her like, how do I wash this off? How do I clean this up? And see, this is one of the reasons why I think it's important for both those who are helping wives as well as their husband to not be so quick to maybe jump all over her when she goes immediately into cleanup mode. Because think about it. She's saying, I feel dirty. And what do we do when we feel dirty? We immediately want to try to just, I need to get cleaned
put
up.
Put order and clean it up and make it right.
And honestly, Stephen, I think sometimes well-meaning pastors, even well-meaning counselors will, you know, try to push this woman, you know, more deeply into her emotions and more when she's scrambling around to try to clean up the filth that she feels in her life. Mm. And maybe we just need to take a breath and let her sort of do that for a little bit and say, listen, I understand your desire to immediately clean everything when you feel like a mudslide is just overtaking your home.
Yeah. So she says, I used to feel more important. I felt valued when I came into this marriage. But the more he can't let go of his secret, the more he tries to hide, and the more I discover, I really feel devalued. I feel less valued, less valuable in this relationship, like he values something else over me.
Now, husbands, do you hear that? You know, there was a point in your relationship with this woman where you said things to her, you did things for her that were part of your wooing of her, part of your valuing her, part of you saying things into her life that said she was your everything, she was your queen, and you stood at an altar and promised yourself to her because she was worthy of that. She was deserving of that. You wanted to give her your life because she was valuable to you. So do you hear what she's saying now when she says, you know, I've learned some things about what you've been doing, and I've discovered some things, and you've told me some things that just, I feel cheaper. I feel like I'm not the queen anymore. I feel like there's been an imposter. I feel like my worth has been diminished. And so, husbands, I just want you to hear that. This isn't about increasing your shame, but this is about you hearing what this has done to her and that she feels dirty and less valuable.
That's good. I appreciate your saying that because I think wives' voices are sort of quieted or muted. But it's like we want to say loudly today that you have great worth as a wife and value. Mm-hmm. But in dark moments, thoughts come into your mind. Here's another one a wife shared. I feel overlooked, sometimes invisible, sometimes taken for granted. He doesn't even look deeply into my eyes like he used to. I feel overlooked. I'm here. I'm doing my part. But sometimes I feel invisible.
And husbands, I want to hear you. I want you to hear that too, because the more you pursue pornography, the more you pursue these lustful avenues, you are making life all about you. And so do you hear what she's saying? She's saying, the more you make life all about you, I feel invisible. I don't even feel like I'm part of your life anymore. I feel like, I could jump up and down 6 inches in front of your face and would wonder if you even notice me. And so, guys, do you see how your porn use and your lustful pursuits are putting blinders on your eyes? It's putting your sole focus on your own desires, on everything about you. And in a very real way, you are making your wife invisible.
Mm.
And you see how that plays into her feeling devalued. Because how can she feel value when she says, I don't think he even sees me. He never notices me. Doesn't pay any attention to me whatsoever. And so her value is lessening the more you overlook her.
And let me keep building on that. And thank you for saying that. I'm speaking as a wife now, because what I've noticed is the more you value your porn, the more my value to you is reduced. I am losing a sense of worth, and my self-worth seems to drop in proportion to your increasing porn use.
You know, and think about that, husbands. Your wife she was made a daughter of the King.
Mm.
She carries within her being intrinsic value. But you, as her prince, you are the primary person to reassure her of that value, to speak that value into her. Listen, it's unchanging from the father's eyes. It's unchanging from the king's eyes. But you know what? Sometimes she can lose sight of that because you are called by God as her prince to be carrying that to her daily, bringing it to her in your words and in your actions, saying, do you know, wife, that you are a daughter of the King of priceless worth before him? And I'm charged as his prince to come to you each and every day and pour that into your being. I'm to be this one who reveals that to you, who reminds you of that when you are feeling low and down. And so, husband, do you hear that when you are making life all about you, when you are seeking your own kingdom and your own agenda, that you are not speaking into your wife what you've been charged by your king to share with her about her worth and her value.
Thank you. But porn screams at me, something's wrong with you. He picks me, porn, over you. You're defective. Something is really wrong with you.
You know, and this is, I think this is what really, man, this is what I think really rips the heart of a woman apart. This is the thing that I think is most confusing and hurtful to her, is that even though, you know, we can say all we want about how, listen, he had this problem before you. This struggle was going on in him before you were there. So in essence, it's not about you. I have yet to meet a woman who cannot feel the pain of wondering what is insufficient in me? What is inadequate in me? Mm. What is so undesirable in me that he needs to keep going back again and again to pornography and these other sexual outlets? And husband, I want you to hear this, because you may have even said to your wife, it's not about you. I have this struggle. I'm working on it, whatever. But I want you to pause for a minute and allow yourself to feel the pain of what your wife is feeling in terms of her inadequacy and feeling less than and feeling like something is wrong with her sexually, something is wrong with her physically, something is wrong with her emotionally, that when she sees you, you know, looking at porn and when she sees you going down these other avenues, she can't help but take that personally, that you are making a personal attack on her that is somehow saying, you're not enough. Something's wrong with you. That's why I have to go over here. And husbands, I want you to hear that. I want that to break your heart. I want that to grieve your spirit, that you are seeing that this wife of yours is feeling like something is wrong with her, that you have to go these other ways.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. It makes me turn on myself when I see you enjoy porn and spend time with porn and energy with porn and keep growing in your porn use. The only thing I can do is turn on myself. And then I start telling myself lies. I must not be pretty enough. If I was prettier, maybe he would love me more. I'm just not pretty enough.
I think this is the most common conclusion that a wife comes to. Because, you know, porn on its face is such a visually stimulating kind of medium. And so... a wife is going to look at that and immediately start trying to compare herself physically to this pornography. And most wives will just come up feeling lacking. This is where, again, feeling dirty, those kind of things. And, you know, this is such a hard thing because we're called as husbands to magnify the beauty of our wives.
Wow.
We're not called to trash her beauty. We're not called to compare her to anyone else. We're called to treasure her body, to treasure her mind, treasure her soul and her spirit. And in doing so, elevate her beauty.
Thank you for reminding me what manhood is about in that statement, Jonathan. To tell her about her beauty. You just spoke to my heart as a man and said your mission, man, is to make her feel like the most beautiful, right? The most beautiful woman.
She was knit together in her mother's womb by her maker. Men, she was made exactly as God intended her to be.
Mm.
She looks exactly the way God wanted her to look.
Mm.
We need to affirm that. We don't need to find things that we don't like. We don't need to be critical. We don't need to be comparing her to pornography or anyone else. We need to be saying, you are a daughter of the King, made exactly the way he designed you.
Mm.
And it's beautiful.
I need to hear that as a wife. But if I'm honest, sometimes when you're using porn and I turn on myself and I think I'm not pretty enough, I think I'll just starve myself. And there was a time in this marriage where I even developed an eating disorder, starving my body to try to make it more pleasing to you.
And husbands, I want you to hear something very, very important in this statement. Do you hear what that wife is saying? She's saying, husband, you have great power. Your words, your actions have great influence on me. What are you going to do with that influence? Are you going to use that incredible power and influence to drive me towards good or to drive me into the ground? Husbands, I want you to hear that. I mean, I'm getting overwhelmed here. Because God has commissioned us as men, as the covering of our wives. He made it that way to where we are to have influence But what are you going to do with that great responsibility? Are you going to use that to drive your wife into the ground and cause her to go harm herself? Or are you going to use that influence to guide her into the beauty and the health and the wholeness that God has made her to be? You have that power, men. What are you going to do with it?
Wow, I'm getting torn up over here because you're speaking blessings to a wife. And so thank you. Sometimes I want to say to you, my husband, please wake up. Mm. Wake up before it's too late. I don't get, why do you have to hide and lie and sneak and take? I don't get it. But what could I do to make you wake up?
Now, husbands, what I want you to hear in this, and I'm sure you've probably had these questions asked of you, if you've been looking at pornography and doing other sexually lustful things and it's come out, then you've probably had your wife ask you these very questions. Why do you have to lie? Why do you have to hide? What are you doing? Why won't you wake up? And guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you to not be defensive. Is it okay for you to just process with your wife? Is it okay for you to just be broken in the presence of your wife? Is it okay for you to not have to protect your brokenness, to not have to protect your embarrassment and vulnerabilities and fears? Is it okay for you to just be in the presence of your wife without having it together, without pretending to have it together, and allowing her to express these questions, these doubts, these fears of hers? And I just want you to, husbands, to allow her to ask and be okay with not having the answers. Be okay with being broken and feeling afraid and having some anxiety in that moment. It's okay. But I just want you to hear that in this moment, when she's asking you those questions, even though they're questions of you, in that moment, it's not about you.
Hmm.
Do you hear what she's saying, husband, when she says, why do you have to lie? You immediately want to take that and make it about you and you know, cover yourself up and try to justify and rationalize, when in fact what she's saying is, you know, I've always wanted to know you. And so when she's asking, why do you have to lie? In that moment, it's about her and her pain that she's not known you the way she wanted to know you. In all of who you are, even the brokenness, even the struggles.
And right, I want to be your helper to find a way out. Mm-hmm. I know you're trapped. But if I'm honest with you, sometimes I don't rest well. I sort of torment myself with this question, why are you continuing? Why are you getting worse? Why can't we move forward? Why can't I feel better? Why? Over and over and over, I'm trying to find a way out of the trap. If I could find the answer to the why, maybe we both could get out of this mess.
And this is a tough one because, you know, husbands, you're going to want to try to provide all sorts of answers that you hope will appease this question. But here's something I want to share for both the husband and the wife. It's likely you will never find a sufficient answer. Now, does this mean we throw our hands up and we give up and we say, forget? No, but husbands, what I want you to do is not feel like you have to find the answer to this question. And wives, I want you to allow yourself to be okay with only maybe finding pieces of the answer to this question. And maybe in the pursuit of this question, you could be broken together. You could walk the journey of brokenness together. You could find that your brokenness and your vulnerabilities and your weaknesses don't have to be the killer of intimacy in your relationship. There can be restoration. There can be growth. But just be careful about thinking that everything hinges on finding the answer to the question why.
So as you're listening, we're putting together ministry comments that we've heard at this ministry from wives, and we're trying to make them apply to lots of wives or to one wife. But this is a compilation of a woman's questions and fears and doubts. And so she says, do you know that first you get this yucky stuff on you, and then you get all this yucky stuff on me? It's not just about you.
Mm-hmm. And husbands, I really want you to hear this, because marriage is about oneness. The two shall become one. And so whatever you carry in your being is also being shared with your wife. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And this works both ways. But for right now, we're talking about this wife realizing, you know what? When you bring this stuff into your life, it comes into my life. And so husbands, I want you to think about that. What do you want to bring into your wife's life? Well, just look at whatever you're carrying right now. Whatever you're carrying right now, you've already brought into her life. Do you want to continue bringing that into her life? You have an opportunity to clean up. You have an opportunity to make some changes. And what you choose to change and what you choose to clean up can have a direct effect on what your wife then carries.
And you know how painful it is to carry your own stuff, right? Mm-hmm. As a husband, it's like, and to force it on your wife. So a wife would say, I'm so tired of playing policeman, of trying to guard the door and guard the windows and guard you and separate, put distance between you and that thing that comes into our home that you bring and you invite in. I try to police you well. I try to keep you clean and straight, but you always slip out. I'm tired.
And husbands, I want you to hear this too, because what your wife is basically saying is you have to be the one to initiate this growth process in your life. You have to be the one to take responsibility. And guys, I'm going to tell you man to man, you do. Your integrity, your character, your growth as a man of purity fully rests on your shoulders. You are the one that has to take responsibility for that.
So I need you to know that sometimes I watch you fall down and stay down and wrestle with being down. And I've noticed you're having a harder and harder time picking yourself up. Do you know that about this situation?
You know, and this is going to sound maybe kind of weird, but I think it's the way God designed us. And this way God designed men and women to work together. Husbands, did you know that there's a reason why God put you with the woman he put you with? You need help. You know why God, you know why I'm married to the woman I'm married to? I need her help. If you could just pause, if you could just stop and allow yourself to realize that, listen, your wife is not the problem. Your wife is not the enemy. Your wife is God's gift to you to help you. And when this wife is saying, you know, you get so far down, you can't pick yourself up again. You seem to keep getting stuck and all this. If you would quit being so bullheaded, husband, and thinking that it's all about you and your plan and your agenda and all this, and if you would just grasp a little bit of humility and recognize that you have a great helper in your wife.
Amen.
Would you stop blocking her from helping you?
And receive true love and let yourself be loved well, not pseudo love or imitation love, not false intimacy. Mm-hmm. But your wife is a blessing from the Father to help you grow. Would you receive that, husbands?
Well, listeners, we hope this has been maybe insightful for your marriage and in your relationships. And if you would like more help in terms of unpacking how you can walk through this as a couple and come out on the other side restored and renewed, please contact us. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-49-PURITY, or you can go to our website at puresexradio.com. But we know this is a hard journey, and we want to help you along the way. And we're glad you've been with us this week, and we look forward to having you back again next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
God bless.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.